gaming, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Is Max and Friends, and happy Sunday to you all. I don't even know what date it is. I'm so lost in time. It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal. I hope you all had a good week. We're back here on LA Talk Radio, and it's the 6th. Thank you so much, Ronan. It is the 6th of June. Oh, that's right. It is the 6th of June, and I know this because it was my niece's birthday on Friday, and today is my parents' 33rd wedding anniversary. So they would have been married 33 years. My mother never remarried. That is the true testament to love, my friend. Today also, my friend Dominique had her little baby boy, so congratulations to you. Speaking of birthdays, I've got a rundown that I know y'all are going to kill me because I promise I would never do birthdays, but they're just a good thing. So happy birthday to Dr. Sean, Kevin. This Sean and Kevin, today is your birthday, so happy birthday to you. Then this week, we've got Cognac, Leon Hall, my friend Cindy, of course, Julia Chaplin. You know her book, Gypset, Asseline.com. Anthony Charm, Maria, Mary McCarthy, and Oscar Loya. Happy birthday to all of you. I've got such a funny story for you all, but I got to tell you first, we're going to give you the scoop tonight on what's going on in LA nightlife this week. Y'all just loved it so much when we had Luke Neron that we're like, you know, we're going to make Luke part of the show. And Luke also has a lot of things up his sleeve besides the key to the city for LA nightlife. Why don't we just bring Luke up? And Luke, why don't you tell us what's going on in your life? How you doing, my friend?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. The sunshine has been out today, so I've been enjoying that.
That's cool. Now, let me ask you a question. You were before we went live, everybody, Luke was telling me something about a game show. Can you talk about it?
Oh, yeah. I'm like by day, by night, I work in the nightlife industry, but by day, I work in production. So I'm currently working on a game show called Six Minds. So we're just in pre-production now, which is a lot of fun.
What is the game show about?
It is like a puzzle game. It's like a Russian roulette table where there are six competitors around a table, and they are given puzzle questions. So, you know, what state in America has the most active volcanoes? And, you know, the contestants have to work it out. And if they work out six or seven questions, then they can win $1 million collectively.
So, oh, you're talking about big money. None of these little $25,000 pyramids.
No, this is a game show with big dollars throwing out.
Oh, so, yeah. Right. There you go. Yeah, how can people become a contestant? Is there a way to go online and
set an application? We are actually auditioning people right now. I wish I had that information right in front of me, and I don't. But, yeah, we are auditioning people right now. So the game is called Six Minds, so I guess they can Google it.
And Google it.
If they Google Six Minds, it'll actually, I think the interview will actually come up. That all the auditioning will actually come up first thing, so they should do that.
There you go. Now, speaking of coming up, you are the man who's got the key to the city for LA nightlife. People love you. Are like the Rolodex of what's going on. So what is coming up this week in LA?
Well, this week is a really busy week because we're heading to Gay Pride next weekend. So there's so much going on. So I'm just going to try and give you a little rundown of all the little cool things around the city as opposed to all the big stuff that we all know about. Bar Marmont has a really cool night called Curious on Monday nights with DJ Cat from NYC on Sunset, and it's a really cute Monday night. I think people should check that out. The staple for Mondays is Mustache Mondays downtown at La Chita, 336 South Hill Street, with the best DJs in the world, Just Peace and Total Freedom, and they'll just like keep you guys dancing the whole night. For Tuesday, I have to self-promote and do Mr. Black, of course. This week we'll be featuring New York DJ Drew G. Also, we will be having live nude models with people, and we're handing out paper for people to draw them. So as ridiculous as that sounds, that's what we're having. We had a real-life unicorn last week. We had a pony and a unicorn. So
wow.
Yeah, so we're just you know, we're pushing the boundaries of what is expected in, you know, in nightlife parties. We're just trying to, you know, make it a little crazy. And I also, at that same time, I'm going to be working on getting LaToya Jackson to celebrity guest DJ. So I'm, you know, working on that.
That's hot.
When,
all right, Miss
yeah,
LaToya.
I think, I'm all about Miss LaToya. So, I'm working on that for Tuesdays. And then Wednesday, it's a new party called House of Work at Ultra Suede, hosted by Billy Francesca. Black beats, runway, shows, all of that shit. You want color on a Wednesday, then you go there. It's 661 North Robinson in West Hollywood. Thursday, we have another brand new party called Coquettes, hosted by Beige's Rusty Updegraff. Did you ever go to Beige in LA?
Yeah, I was there once with my friend, yes, Casey. He took me.
Right, okay. Good so time. The guy who threw that is now throwing a new party called Coquette at the gorgeous Boudoir STK on La Cienega. Friday, we have another new party called Vice at H Lounge. All starts at 9 p.m. with American Idol Jessica Sierra with her new single, No Cover, so you should check that out. That's also 655 North Robinson, across the road from the Abbey. Again, Pride Weekend, there was so much going on. There's so many big parties, so most people are kind of prepared for it. So I'm just going to, there's a few little things going on. The Duke party at Foo Bar on a Saturday, and Super Cherry Pop at Ultra Suede. They're kind of my favorites. On Sunday, this is a straight party, but I think everybody should check it out. It's the new Dreyas restaurant on the top of the W Hotel on Hollywood. It's called the Sunday Rooftop Pool Party, and it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Everyone should go.
All right.
That's it. Now, that's my week's recommendations.
The Week in Review by Luke Nero. Now, where are you going? You're going to be everywhere every night? Or
I'm going to try and pop into most of these nights. I can't hang out. I'm, like, physically exhausted if I party. I can't. I can't do it. But, you know, I like to pop in and say hi and, you know, support people's parties and, you know, just get an eye for what's happening, you know.
But for sure you're going to be Mr. Black on Tuesday because that's your party.
Of course. I'll be in my tuxedo.
So everyone go see Luke in his tuxedo and play with his bow tie.
Mm-hmm, that's
right. Well, you know, I've got to tell you about a cool party that's happening here in the city now in New York, because as you know, all you listeners out there, I'm in New York. But Amanda Lepore is doing her big top at Carnival now in the city.
Yes, so on a Wednesday, night. I've heard.
Wednesday night, yeah, and it's above the Baltimore Lanes on 110 University Place between 12th and 13th Street. Wednesday nights, of course, our buddy Malik So Chic and Lady Fag, they're the hosts, so check out that in New York. So, Luke, do you have any plans on coming to New York, or have you been sucked into the L.A. lifestyle that you're never going to
back? I'm actually working till the end of July, and then I have time off, so I plan on coming to New York at the end of July.
Fantastic.
I will be there.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of New York events, Shaquita's show is no longer on Monday, so it will be on Thursday starting June 17th, and that's the Shaquita show in New York. But Luke, thanks so much for your week in review, and keep us posted if anyone wins that $1 million.
Mm-hmm. I will. I'll actually get back to you, and I'll post on your Facebook the details of
I'm
auditioning for the competition. All right. How's that
Fantastic.
Sound?
That sounds great. Well, you know what? Have a wonderful week, and everyone, don't drink and drive. If you're going to go to any of these parties, stay over. Find a friend who's sober and let them take you home. How does that sound? Oh man, I tell you. All right, Luke. Have a great night, and everyone will come and play with your bow tie Tuesday at Mr. Black for sure.
Sounds great. Have a good night. See you, man. Bye.
See you later, dude. All right, y'all. That was Luke Nero, Mr. Black himself, the one who tells us what's going on in L.A. for all the parties, the key to the city for your L.A. nightlife. I promised you. I told you all. I will bring him on, and I will let you know what's going on so that you have the flyest list of what to do in L.A. But you know what's – I got some fun news, everybody, because there is a special person in the studio tonight. And you know who that special person might be? Is my co-host, Miss Tamra.
Hey, Max.
Are you really here?
I am really here. I'm here.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Oh, my. It is so good to be back. I missed you.
I missed you, too. Now, you have been, like, A, We were joking a lot when you weren't on the show. We were like, okay.
You were saying jokes about me.
We were. Did someone tell you?
No. What were you guys talking
well,
about?
We're like, huh? So Tamara gets engaged. Tamara gets married. Tamara's not here because Tamara's getting pregnant.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not pregnant yet.
Okay.
No.
So how are you, my love?
Oh, my gosh, Max. I am so good. I've just been gallivanting all over the world. It's been absolutely amazing. I have to tell you, I came from one of the most intensive workshops here in Canada that just opened up our hearts like you cannot believe. I was with over 100 people, and literally for 4.5 days, we sat in dialogues across from each other with one question that said, tell me who you are. And it's designed to drill down into the core of who you are. And
you know
I'm
what?
Telling you what.
We're going to do that. You and I are going to do that later on in the show. How about that?
Oh, I love it.
Does that sound good? Let's do it. Let's get personal tonight. But let me ask you a question, Tamara. Have your dreams been coming true?
I'm ready.
Would you say your dreams are coming true?
You know what? I feel like my heart is opening up like a bud, you know, just like a flower that's just been shined with so much sunshine and water and nurturing and love and bliss that it's just there's an outpouring that's coming out. And I can't share with you some of the stuff that comes up when you really tap into the center of who we really are deep on the inside that longs to connect with other people. You can right here in the radio show.
Well, that's the truth. Well, you know what? Do you remember we had on that songwriter, Thomas Hibner? Remember Miley Cyrus told us about him? And he had that song, That You Mean So Much to Me? Well, Thomas has written another song. Tonight, we're going to debut it right here on Max and Friends. And we're going to have him on the show in just after the song. So I want you to hear his new song that he wrote that's already been recorded. And you know what? His dreams are coming true. Remember, we told him to dream bigger, and he has. So everyone, dream bigger. Just like Thomas Hibner has, because dreams come true. Ronan, let's get the debut of Thomas Hibner's Dreams Come True on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Awesome.
Forward, so my dreams can grow.
was a great song.
Wasn't that good? We're going to try to get Thomas online right now. So, Ronan, hit up with Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What are people listening to? Wasn't that a good song, Tamara?
That was awesome. Dreams do come true.
Thomas Hibner wrote it. Remember, we spoke to him? He's the one down south. Mm-hmm. So Miley Cyrus hooked us up with our first song of his, which is That You Mean So Much to Me. And people have been calling me, emailing me, asking me to requesting it. Like, I mean, it has been crazy how many times I've been requested that song. But
wow.
You know what? Let's do this, Tamara. What do you want to do? I'm just thrown off. I just thought that song was so good. You know what I'm talking about? But so, Tamara, why don't you let everyone know, like, what you've been up to and where you are?
Oh, my gosh, Max. You know, just deepening and opening up into the core of who we really are. I mean, one of the things in the way that it was explained in this one workshop, this one process, because, you know, I'm all about, you know, living from the center of your heart. And doing what you're meant to do and living your dreams. I mean, really tapping into source is something that we've been so encouraged, and my spirit's been longing to explore in deeper and deeper levels. It's kind of like unpeeling, you know, layers like of an onion, you know, just getting to the core of who we really are and what we're doing here and how we long to love and connect in ways that are so much deeper than just the surface, just like you do, Max. I mean, you've got such a way instantaneously with our audience, with all of our guests, where, I mean, there's really no separation. When we say, hey, we are on, Max and Friends, and the music happens and people are joining in, there's really no separation with your heart and their heart and my heart when I can join. And it's a beautiful, yummy inner circle that people can just really feel that acceptance and unfold with things that's on the inside of their heart in a way that we won't stop them. You know, we'll just say,
hey. We're here to let them know that dreams come true. Right, Tamara?
Yes. Bring it on.
And you know why? Because we've got Thomas Hibner right now on the line. Thomas, you're live.
Excellent.
On Friends with Max and Tamara. How you doing, Thomas?
Welcome.
Hibner?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Well, we're so glad that you're back. Tell him, Tamara, how much we love the song.
Oh, Thomas, what an inspiration you are. My goodness. What inspired you to create such a beautiful song for all of us?
Well, I kind of look back when I first wrote my first song, That You Mean So Much to Me, that my whole dream was to write a song and have people relate to his life. So then I decided to write this song, and I'm like, you know, I wanted to encourage other people to follow their dreams, and that's the whole message of the song. Dreams come true.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that the message, Tamara?
It's beautiful.
Now, Thomas, how have things been? You've been busy, haven't you, my friend?
Yes, I have been busy.
And now school's almost over for you?
School's already over.
It's already?
Summertime. Oh. Yeah.
Now, are you writing more songs?
Oh, man, I'm going to start recording more songs. That's what I got to do. So I wrote a lot of songs and start recording them. Hopefully over the summertime, hopefully I can get up to 5 songs, and then that'll be my album that I want to create, and then go through the other 5, and then have 10 songs total, hopefully by next year.
Cool. Look at you go doing your thing. Now, who sang Dreams Come True?
It is a singer from Nashville. His name is Ryan Griffin. And he's just, you know, just a type of singer that wants to sing other people's songs. And, you know, I'm just very grateful to have him to sing this song. So, and the last song, too.
All right.
Wow.
Well, you know, Thomas, you've always got a home here at LA Talk Radio. So whenever you come out with new songs, we always want to play them, debut them for you. Go to Thomas's MySpace page. How can people find you on MySpace, Thomas?
www.myspace.com, Thomas Hibner.
Hibner is his name. Thomas Hibner. Miley Cyrus tweeted, let us know about him. That's why he was here with this song that you mean so much to me, which we're going to play later in this show because everyone loves that song. You heard Dreams Come True from Thomas Hibner. Thomas, like I'm going to tell you again, like I told you last show, dream bigger because your dreams are coming true, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Wow. Well, listen, we wanted to have you on. Have a wonderful night. Keep writing. Keep
you
being
too.
Inspired. And we look forward to having you on in the near future with another song of yours, Thomas.
Yes, we do.
All right. And I'll talk to you this week, Thomas. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you
later. Good night.
Max Hamra. I love how you just highlight people, you promote them, and you say, hey, you know what? You keep being inspired, and you get to be on our show. That's your show, Max and Friends.
Whoop, whoop. But, you know, no, listen, I'm telling you, that song that you mean so much to me, that was all Miley Cyrus. Yeah. You know, Miley tweeted it. She let us know about it and tweeted it. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MaxTucci. But it was really, really good. I mean, it's an amazing song, and people really, like, requested it so much. But you know what people are requesting? I can't even speak. What people are requesting right now, Ronan, play this commercial and let them know what people are requesting.
Bring it on.
Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers, Benson and Finn. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly.
That is the truth. Celebrate responsibly. If you're going to drink, don't drive.
Max, that was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. And how is the vodka line doing?
It's doing so amazing. So I'm really proud of it. We're going on our second run. Hello, goodbye. You know, it's doing really well. But I've got to say hi to my friend Scott, who's listening, and also to my friend Cynthia. I got to tell you a funny story, Tamara.
Bring it on.
You know, Memorial Day weekend, love our vets. A big kudos to y'all. Mm-hmm. We salute you because I forgot to say that last week because it was such a shit show up at Candlewood Lake last week. So long story short, this is all going to be a boring story for y'all because you have to be there, but I promised my friend Scott that I would talk about it. So here we go. Okay. Mm. So Scott has this gazebo over the lake. Okay.
Right.
The curtains were billowing in the wind. So he's like, damn it, how are we going to stop them? So I said, oh, it's easy. Let's just put like rocks in the fabric to hold down, you know, the fabric so they don't billow in the wind. Boy Scout, right? Fine. Uh-huh. Flash forward to this week. We had like a massive storm here today. Okay.
Wow.
So what happens? Scott's outside bringing all the pillows in so they don't get wet. Big gust of wind comes, blows the drape that hanging from the gazebo, people. And pegs him right in the fucking head with the rock.
Oh, no.
It was a shit show, God. Scott. It was. Scott and I are battling right now on Facebook. It was so much fun. I shouldn't say shit show. But it was so, like, I love Candlewood Lake, people. Go experience Candlewood Lake. There's some fantastic inns on the lake. You know, today we're at a Greek festival. There's so much in your own backyard. You know what I mean? So, Scott. Yeah. All I can tell you is I hope you're not injured. You're not injured.
Yes. Well, you've got a candid camera show waiting to happen right there.
I tell you. Speaking of shows, you know, last week we had someone come up to tape my sister and I for a food road show. Yes, we did.
Oh, my gosh.
I think my sister and I are going to have a show real soon on a major network.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh, that's so exciting, Max.
Yeah.
And when does that launch?
Everything just happened so quickly that I don't even know. You know, everyone still check out cookingwtl.com. That's my cooking show with Daryl Dawkins, cookingwtl.com. Speaking of .coms, go to delta.com. Flights are on sale now, everyone, and Delta is the way to fly. But Tamara, all right, now let's talk.
Okay.
Stop mission.
Let's talk.
I've gotten so used to not having you here that I'm like, you know, holding down the fort on my own. So I'm like, I got Tamara in the studio now. Okay.
I know.
So
very exciting.
All right. Now you did a workshop. Let's get personal. All right. So you did a workshop, right? And what was the question that was asked? See? The minute I have Tamara, then I lose her. We've lost her connection. Because I got to tell you the truth, everyone. Tamara's really not in the studio tonight. She's in Canada. But she is in a studio in Canada. But I think, you know, the kid. Oh, Canada. Okay, so Scott and I have been telling me here. Scott said he was chilling on the lounge when he got hit in the head with the Mexican River Rock. Ha, ha, ha. I'm okay. We saw Lance Bass. Yes, Lance Bass was in Connecticut at a club called Triangles, of all places. Scott, that was funny. I feel like Scott should be co-hosting with me tonight since I've lost my my co-host, Tamara. Just when I have her back, she's gone. But you know what? That's okay. You know, speaking of being gone, my mom has been in Florida for so long. I miss her, so I'm going to do another trip to Florida. And I want to do another trip. I'm going to do a trip to Mexico coming up. And you know how I get there, Delta.com. But, Ronan says that Tamara, we've lost Tamara. But you know what? That's okay because I've got so much to tell you. SophieBHawkins.com. Y'all know Sophie B. Hawkins. Check her out and check out her website because Sophie B. Hawkins is the place to go to find out about, A, she's got her concerts coming up. And you definitely want to check out Sophie B. Hawkins. You know, we had her on the show. Loved having her on. That was a great, great show. Sophie. SophieBHawkins.com. Let me just tell you real quick. The Land, the Sea, and the Sky. Buy now. All proceeds go to waterkeeper.org. Sophie B. Hawkins. Check out that website. Tamara, are you back here? Because I'm starting to stutter.
I'm back. I'm sorry about that. You just
lost
me.
We blew up your spot. We let everyone know you were
there are so many calls.
We let people know you were in Canada, that you're not really in the studio in L.A., but you're in a studio in Canada. Oh, Canada. But you know what I want to tell you? So I left you on Let's Get Personal, and then all of a sudden you were gone. But
I know. Let's get personal.
Now, let's talk about this. What was the question that was asked to you?
Okay, so this is the question, is tell me who you are. And at first, you kind of go through all the surface answers. Everybody kind of gets into their label. Like we would say, well, you know, Max, I have a radio show every Sunday night, Max and Friends. I'm a son.
But that's not
I'm
who
a
I
brother.
Am. Right.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of like where we start off at on the surface. Mm-hmm. And then very quickly, through a series of doing this over and over again, you drop down into deeper and deeper and deeper levels until you're absolutely just sharing from the raw essence of who you really are. Yeah, it is so powerful. And Max, what I saw in my mind was so spectacular in that really you start to get visions after a while. You know, when you're doing this for 4 days straight and no makeup and you're looking eyeball to eyeball with somebody directly in front of you, listening to you, validating you, there's something extraordinarily magical that happens. And I really got that I was the author and the center, kind of like the eye in the middle of the storm. And I'm like a tornado. I'm parts of everything. Like I really saw myself connected to everything in the universe on such a kind of almost like from a space place where, wow, you know, look at how we are one people living in 6 billion worlds. And I saw myself a part of it all, something so much bigger than me. And I bet it's likened to what people may get a feeling of doing drugs or something. I've never actually done drugs, but I can imagine. I know. But I can imagine that that's probably like an altered state of what that would be like.
Well, you know what? We've got a caller, so let's alter state to our caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Max.
This is Scott, Tamara. Say hi.
Scott, how are you, my friend?
How are you?
Scott, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got hit in the head with those rocks.
You know, I was chilling in the cabana today, and I was watching the
the weather forecast, and there was like tornado warnings, and I'm lounging on the couch, and all of a sudden the shears blew over the couch, and I got clocked in the head by the frickin' Mexican river rock that you put into my shears.
Well, listen. I'm sorry.
Any serious damage there? Any brain damage going on?
No, there was no... Actually, it might have knocked something good into me, but it was just like, yeah, it was interesting.
There you go.
Well, bless you know what's interesting, Tamara? Tamara, you're going to love this. Yeah. I'm not telling that story. Scott, we'll tell that story after the show. But
come on.
I can't.
Do it. The dirtier, the better.
Nope.
There's nothing dirty. There's nothing dirty about getting hit in the head by a Mexican river rock.
That's right.
All right.
A Mexican river cock, that'd be a different story.
Hey.
This is a family show. This is a Christian family show, much like Candlewood Lake. And Scott, what happens at Candlewood Lake stays at Candlewood Lake, right?
Unless it follows you home.
Oh, well.
Unless it follows you. He's probably got a big knot on his head to remember.
There you go. But, Scott, I'm coming up to the lake again, I think, this weekend. So I'll see you at the lake house.
All right. We'll see you next weekend, Max.
And I'll bring you a bag of ice.
We're going to take the stones out of the draperies.
that might be a good idea.
Not a good plan.
I think you need to call Pottery Barn and ask them how to fix that, remedy that situation.
Yeah, I think I'm going to Lowe's or something.
There you go. All right, Scotty boy, have a lovely weekend. I'll see you this weekend probably.
Have a great night.
Later. People are calling me to beat me up on their show. But you know what, Ronan? Tell them what they're listening to. Security! I will cut you. Stay back. Don't make me call security. You see? People trying to beat me up, trying to call in my show. How you doing? But anyway, I got to say hi to Rose. But Tamara, so tell me who you are.
Oh, my gosh. Who am I? I am love pouring out of my eyes. I love you. That's what I want to say, Max. I just love you. And it's really, go ahead. Say it.
No, I said I love you.
I love to hear you say it. That's why I didn't want to interrupt you.
I love you. I love everybody. That's what
I know. See, that's what it is. You know, Max, it's so cool because, you know, it can just really spread like a ripple, you know, hopefully not like a rock like from the river in Mexico. But, you know, you throw out a rock like that of love and it just has this ripple effect. And it's neat to be able to look at someone in their eyes without an ulterior motive, but to be just deeply interested in who another is. Because really, it's an extension of yourself. And you know what I was reminded of is that Michael Jackson song that says, "You're just another part of me." You know that?
Oh, you better sing a girl. You're just another part of me. I wish we could play it.
I do too. I don't think Michael would mind.
You know what? Maybe we'll get him in the studio one day to sing it.
Hey, we'll channel him.
There you go. But speaking of channeling, you know what? Do we want to play a song? Because I'm getting so many requests for Thomas' song that you mean so much for me. I think we'll wait a minute. Ronan, we'll wait a second. Because Tamara and I, we're getting personal. We're getting up close and personal here on Max and Friends with my co-host Tamara, who's back in the studio. Man, girl, you better listen to the archives because I was busting your chops something fierce.
Good. I love it.
I was like, this Tamara, friend of mine, my co-host, I might have to hire somebody else.
Oh, no. Oh, that makes me sad.
I was never. And, in the meantime, we had Maria Papapetros on, the psychic. We had Sophie B. Hawkins on. And, you know, I always talk about my Tamara and her book, Emerald Echo, which I loaned to somebody yesterday.
Oh, honey.
To their son. So I put the word out there the best way I can. Emerald Echo is the book that my co-host Tamara Bowman wrote. The way that you can find Emerald Echoes is by going to Amazon.com or, of course, TamaraBowman.com and purchase your copy there. Books are on sale now, so I really encourage you to buy Emerald Echo because what you're going to do is you're going to feed whomever you gift it to or yourself. You're going to feed yourself with so much encouragement that your life will change through a book. And it's not the secret, because the secret lies within. What it is tuning into who you are.
Wow.
And tell me who you are when the end of that book. Ask yourself in the mirror, who am I after you read that book? Because your life will change from it. There's my testimony for Emerald Echo by Tamara Bowman. Go to Amazon.com or TamaraBowman.com right now and purchase your book. How was that, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful, Max, because, yes, it is. And I just added the CD as well. It's available on Amazon.com, too. So I tell you, you know, Max, I have to tell you this, too, because I don't think we've spoken since this has happened. But literally, the book is in the hands of Disney.
Mm-mm-mm. Of course
it is there. We met with them on the grounds, and you know what's amazing about that, Max, is they wouldn't even meet with me until they spoke with my attorney. So they had to make sure that attorney to attorney spoke before we could even have our encounter. But for it to have reached this stage and for us to have been there, right there where Walt Disney's office was, I mean, it was just really like entering in a whole new world of, it was like taking a trip back in time, because everything was like a Disney feel. You know, it was like this whole little Mickey Mouse community. I was like, whoa, I have just stepped into another dimension. And it was awesome. People were wearing jeans. They were laughing. They were having fun. I mean, it was not, there was nothing stuffy about it.
Go Disney. But you know what? Now what? Tell me what you were going to say.
Well, what was really stuffy, though, was trying to get in, because they've got all this security. You've got, you know, you got to wear these badges.
Because people want to love Disney, right? You know what I'm like?
I know. It's crazy.
It is. But you just sound like you are like just a laughter and a light, a ball of light. I missed you.
Oh, honey, I miss you so much, Max. You are so precious to me. And I love, every time I open up my book, I see Max Tucci in there. And that makes me happy.
And every time I open up my show, I say, Tamara Bowman's not here, but she'll be here real soon. She's promoting her book.
Yay. Yes, yes. And I did
get it.
A lot of copies.
I get it. All right. Look at you, Tamara Bowman. But you know what?
And love, you know, my goal is still to have this book in every orphanage and every children's hospital.
Oh, that's, I know. And we've got so much to talk about.
We do.
But you know, everyone, like whenever Tamara and I get together, you know what happens is that we don't, like, we do the show and then our lives are so busy that we don't get to talk to each other during the week. So we get like a text or two in, and then all of a sudden, you know, I use my T-Mobile Sidekick to text her. But what happens is then I lose her, and then I find her, and then she's in like a silent retreat, and then I can't talk to her. And then she gets married, and now she's going to get pregnant. And then it's going to be like, when she gets bed rest for 9 months, I'll be able to talk to her.
No.
Oh, speaking of. I forgot to turn off my my Sidekick. I forgot to lower it. So I just heard my theme song there by my love, Monroe King.
I love that theme song.
I love Monroe King. I love everybody. So tell me who you are, people. You know what? If you want to call in like Scott did and tell me that you got hit in the head with a rock and that you're coming to get me, I'm going to call my security. But you can call in 323-203-0815 is the number here in the studio. I forget to open the lines, but there they are. They're open. They're open for you.
You know what, Max, you know what else was really cool when we were going through this process? Is I really got, like, I saw the essence that's on the inside of me. It's the same that's on the inside of you. And it is so beautifully transparent and almost like a smoky, white, dry ice, like this mystical, magical. Mine had like these luminescent lights with pixie dust. And there is like this internal structure of this that I saw that was just the exact same thing that's on the inside of you. And the way that we summons more of the essence of God on the inside of us is through our breath.
Oh, I hear. Well, speaking of breath, I mean, do you have your vibrator running? Because I hear a buzzing sound.
I know
you wrote a book and you designed a vibrator.
I know.
I'm
Max.
Gonna talk with you for a little bit.
You know what? I think I just might have an orgasm here in a minute. I'm feeling so good.
Do you really have it on?
Honey, I don't. But you know what? I could.
Well, that will be another show.
That will be
after
show.
We're trying to figure out who you are, not what you use.
I know. And Max, the good news is that vibrator should be ready in 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, is that soon?
Yes, it's very exciting. We got some new technology we're inputting. Now, the launch is going to be for Christmas, though. But so women and couples are going to be vibrating big time by Christmas.
All right. Well, I still want to know who you are.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I am an exact replica and duplication and image of God. I really got that reflection. And I was like, wow, I am a joint heir to the Almighty God of the universe. And I'm just like this one little speck, you know, just like everyone else, or like these mirror images, these mirror reflections. And I love being able to surrender into that and just float in the essence of God, because it's really who all of us are.
That's true. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a way that people can go find this site?
Yes. You know what? Go to Illumination. Go to www.warriorsage.com. So it's Warrior Sage, SAGE.com. Check it out. The guy's name is Satchian. And the dude is just, I mean, he is like revolutionary. I mean, it is amazing what this guy is up to.
And so you said Warrior Sage, like a warrior, right?
Yes, like a warrior, like an Indian warrior. And this guy means business, but in a way that his heart is so open to
love.
Can
we get him on the show?
Yep, let's do it. Let's do it. Because you know what?
You will.
I mean, he's so up and coming and so big. He studied for years with Tony Robbins. He studied with David Data, who I love. He's the sexual guru. This guy does sex, passion, and love relationship workshops, which I have yet to take. But he does this one thing, the Illumination Intensive. It's called Get Real Intensive. You talk about getting real. I mean, I thought for a little bit like I was in a loony bin. People were screaming. They were standing on their chairs. They were, we can cuss, right?
Oh, hello.
I know. I almost forgot. I know. So it's like, fuck you, motherfucker. And what people were doing was eliminating the years or layers of trauma and rage. And to be received by another person, and all's what they do is say, thank you. Thank you. Tell me more. Tell me more. And to where, like, you've got these huge, huge chips of armor that just shift off of you like blocks of ice off of a glacier. I mean, I can't tell you. There were layers deeper in me, Max, that just chipped off, and I sobbed like a baby. I mean, I cried like I can't believe. And, Max, let me tell you this. My Nana, you know, who passed away like 6 years ago. I feel like her spirit has been with me, because I call to her and I'm like, Nana, I'm scared, or Nana, I'm afraid, or whatever it is. And I feel her presence with me. I literally felt that when I went through this intensive, she was able to go into the light, because she knew she gave me everything I needed. Instead of me having to call upon her, she knew I would go inside and summons it. And she literally got to go into the light, Max. It was so beautiful, because she looked at me and she goes, you'll be all right, Tamara. You'll be all right. And I was like, oh, Nana. And I felt her go into the light. And Max, I thought I would be more sad. Like, I would start crying because I thought, Nana, don't leave me. Right? But you know what, Max? I had so much peace in my heart. I was like, Nana, you go. Because when I see you again, I'm not going to be walking. I'm going to be running. And I can't wait to jump into her arms again. And that other side, you know. But I know that whatever she had and whatever she gave me, it's already on the inside of me. So I know that as I'm looking at a sunset, my Nana's looking through me. I mean, she's with me.
She is. And you know what? She meant so much to you, right?
Yes.
So there's only one song. We're going to play just a couple of minutes before we have to wrap up this show. So you know what? Let's dedicate this song to your Nana, that you mean so much, by Thomas Hibner on Max and Friends on LA.
Honey, thank you.
Inside me, every once in a while there would be
That was beautiful. Max, can you hear me? Is it just me on the show?
That was Thomas Himmler, "That You Mean So Much to Me," on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What a precious song, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me, Max?
Sorry, I can. You know what happened? I was on mute. I muted
myself.
Oh,
Jesus. Okay.
Because you know why? When I did that, I ran out the studio real quick because I ran to get my bag that I left in the hallway. Because there's a book that I want you to read. You might have read it already. It's called Who Dies? An Investigation of Conscious Living and Conscious Dying by Stephen Levine, author of Healing into Life and Death. Okay. And now I'm going to read you a quick passage because then we got to wrap up the show, Tamara, because we got to fly out of here. But listen to this. Listen how good this is. You ready?
All right. Yeah, bring it on.
I'm going to do a reenactment.
Here we go. Bring it on.
Okay. If we examine our fear of death, we see it. Let's start over. Okay, I can't do this. Okay, I'm under pressure.
If we examine
our fear of death, we see in it a fear of the moment to follow, over which we have no control. In it is a fear of... I'm lost. Tamara.
It's okay, babe.
This.
You're doing...
I can't do it. No, I'm fine. But you know what the problem is? Is that I lost my spot because I wrote it down. I'm lying.
Sweetie, speak from your heart. Tell us how it touched you.
No, I'm trying to find what... Oh, hold on. Here we go. All right, I found it. Rona, don't kill me. I got to just read this passage because it was the wrong passage that I was reading. Here we go. Okay. There is so much of ourselves we wish not to experience. So much fear, guilt, anger, confusion, and self-pity. So much self-doubt, so many weak excuses. Is it any wonder, considering the bizarre instances of our conditioning, the conflict of one value system with another in the mind, that we feel so incomplete? One moment the mind is saying, take a big piece. And then the next it's saying, I would have done that if I were you. No wonder why we're all so crazy, so fractured, trying to protect ourselves from who we fear we are. We dare not share our minds with anyone, even ourselves. We are so frightened of who we might be, of not being loved or lovable, for the convolutions of our own thoughts. But states of mind through uninvited and constantly coming and going, and some we wish we would never come again. They do, and we find ourselves scrambling for leverage to keep our fear down, experience the nausea of our immense insecurity and self-loathing. Who Dies? An Investigation, Conscious Living and Conscious Dying by Stephen Levine. The book is great. I would love to tell you more, but we got to wrap up the show, Tamara.
Oh, Max, that was so beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. That just touches my soul.
The bottom line is, people, be who you are. Don't fear yourself, because when you fear yourself, you fear life. And that brings it all back to, when you stop fearing death, you can start enjoying life.
Oh, so true. So true. And you know what, Max? Maybe we can even go into deeper next week some of these concepts of how people can actually do that.
You know what? We're going to. We've got a lot of good shows, Tamara, playing.
Bring it on.
You know, like I've been doing my thing here, working through the week, trying to figure out who I'm going to have on the show. And then all of a sudden they just happen. So we're going to continue to do them. We're going to have more sponsors on the way. So get ready to hear more of like Delta.com and then, you know, some fun things on the way. But anyway, Tamara, speaking of on the way, we've got to go on our way.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, and let's remind people to look up warriorsage.com.
Oh, we just did. And let me tell you, I got to tell you a good quote, and then I'm going to let everybody go, okay?
Hold on.
Well, there's two quotes. One I made up. Rona, don't kill me. The first quote is, it's better to be mysterious than evident.
Ooh.
Isn't that good? That I made up. That's my quote. It's better to be mysterious than evident. And that I dedicate to Jack Jr. And also, I love this quote. I really do. You ready? Hold on. Where is it? Okay. Yeah. It's here. It's on my Facebook page. So follow me on Facebook. You can pretend to be serious, but you can't pretend to be witty.
Oh, yeah.
And be witty. Enjoy your week. Make it a witty one. Have fun. Tamara, have a safe travel back home. And when do you leave Canada?
Thank you, sweetheart. I leave tomorrow. In the next couple days, I'll be leaving Canada. Okay. And so I'll have an even better connection next week.
Well, I've got to say thank you to Luke Nero, Mr. Black himself. See him Tuesday night. Go to Luke Nero on Facebook. Mr. Black, the parties to be at. Of course, Thomas Himmler, thank you so much for writing those songs. You inspire me, and which I can inspire others. Tamara, you have a great night. We're going to talk. I can't talk after the show because I've got to leave. I got to get out of here. I've got so much to do. But we're going to talk. I love you. Stay tuned to CBS News Next. It's coming up. Tamara, we're going to catch up.
Oh, you love you, Max.
CBS News Next. Okay. I'm Max and friends. Good night, everyone. Have a great week and take life to the max. Tamara, I love you. We got to go.
Love you.
Bye. Nice.